Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Rona Days, episode 89 of the show, where I recap my week as it has been the pandemic, the ongoing new variants, people. New variants from South Africa, apparently. I don't know. But I'm recapping my week as my life has become full-time trying to survive, trying to monetize not only this show, but also selling my artwork, all of those things, trying to just not have to work for anybody ever again. And, you know, this is just my recap. Obviously, Thanksgiving happened last Thursday, so a week late on this. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I had the Thanksgiving on Friday with my friend and her friends and her mom, which was kind of nice, a nice little traditional Thanksgiving food Thanksgiving. Because what I did, I'm not really big on Thanksgiving. One, the kind of bullshit like history of Thanksgiving. Of this romantic view of colonizers and indigenous people just getting along. I think everybody should have to watch Cannibal Holocaust for Thanksgiving, sit the whole family down, and really just see how horrible colonizers are to indigenous people, and then try to frame it as if they're doing a positive thing, right? That's basically what Thanksgiving is. And then also the food, the traditional food of Thanksgiving is like not interesting to me. I use ground turkey for like chili and like taco meat. But as far as like turkey itself, like turkey breast, the turkey leg is the most overrated appendage on any piece of poultry, you know. Stuffing's pretty good. I mean, Thanksgiving food has its lane. It's good. There's so much baggage. Also, like the family aspect to it. I'm not close to family. Like most of my Thanksgiving memories of those times were like, you know, I was like the youngest person, but it would just be like listening to people complain about stuff. I get a lot of anxiety when I'm around other people's families. But I had a nice Friday Thanksgiving with my friend and her family and her friends. That was nice. But on Thanksgiving, the actual day of Thanksgiving, I was painting, because I do every Thursday, every day that Rona Days comes out. I also paint live on YouTube at 4:20 p.m. On youtube.com/inspireddisorder. I broadcast. It is not the top-down view, which I release those every day. It is like over my shoulder. It's as if you're standing would be like the most uncomfortable situation for me if there was an actual person standing where you have the view of this live stream, just kind of all over my shoulder. I do not like painting in front of people, but this is different because it's just a camera that is streaming. But yeah, Thursdays, I do that. So even on Thanksgiving, I didn't have any plans anyway. That was my plan. So I streamed my paintings live, kind of got a little toasty. But what I like to do on Thanksgiving is just make a nice meal of whatever. Used to be like ribs. Like my Thanksgivings in the past, in like my 20s, were like, I would do like ribs, asparagus, mashed potatoes, and then I would watch stand-up specials. You know, I'd watch like Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle, Cat Williams. For like most of my, that was my Thanksgiving tradition, really. And then watching movies also. But usually like some kind of barbecue with stand-up specials. A little over 4 years ago, I started The Many Faces. It's an ongoing series of abstract ink portraits. Each piece is improvised, Each piece is released daily. Start collecting now. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/TMF, that stands for The Many Faces, and save yourself 25% when you use coupon code RTS. That stands for The Ray Taylor Show, because that's what you're listening to, and I love you. So I want you to save 25% when you use that coupon code. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/TMF and use coupon code RTS to save 25%. When you start collecting one of over 1,600 original ink paintings by myself, I made them. Support me. I love you. Back to the show. Now, I watch movies all the time now. So, you know, I'd probably just watch something that I wouldn't be reviewing, so I don't have to take notes on it. But yeah, so Thursday I did that. So what I got was I decided to do shrimp, steak, these bacon wrap fillets, baked potato with all the fixins, and yeah, I think that was the main. And then I had a pumpkin pie with some whipped cream. And the podcast that I listened to while I paint, I listened to a podcast. I was listening to All Fantasy Everything. They were drafting Thanksgiving foods, and then I started listening to they were drafting holiday movies, Christmas movies maybe. But there was, while they were talking about holiday or Thanksgiving food, they were specifically talking about pumpkin pie and drenching it in whipped cream. So I pulled out the pumpkin pie and drenched it in whipped cream. I'll probably clip that out and put it up as a promo for next week. But yeah, I made my dinner while I was streaming. I stream at 4:20, which is kind of late in the day. I'd like to do it earlier. I don't know why I chose that, but I, you know, the number's fun. So I, you know, painted a couple and then, you know, made my dinner, ate my dinner while, you know, listening to a podcast, streaming live on YouTube. That was my Thanksgiving. It was nice. It was nice. It's kind of a typical Thursday for me in a lot of ways, except for the, you know, the better food. The steaks were delicious. I seared them up on a pan and some butter, then I cooked them in the air fryer. Oh, so good. So good. And baked potato with sour cream, cheese, chives, fresh cut. So good. Oh, so good. Just melts in your mouth. And then the shrimp I had earlier in the day. I had like this giant shrimp cocktail. It was a nice surf and turf kind of a day for me. Like I was thinking about it. Like last year I did the barbecue thing again. And I'm just kind of over, like the sweetness of barbecue is just like too much for me now, I think. Like, or at least, like if I'm going to have barbecue, I want good barbecue. And I wasn't doing like, I was getting like the pre-done stuff where you just put it, where it's just like bathing in barbecue sauce, which that's not very good. Just too sweet. And then like I did like the coleslaw thing and the Hawaiian sweet rolls. I kind of did it up real big last year for Thanksgiving. This year a little bit because I was painting. But it was, I think I nailed it. It was probably one of the best meals I've had, like delicious meals I've had in a while. It was good. And of course, Thanksgiving, Christmas decorations are going up around the house here. Not mine, but the, you know, the owners of the house. And then neighbors, of course. So we're getting into Christmas. And I'm watching a bunch of Christmas movies, which is very kind of a nice palate cleanser after watching so many horror movies during October. Like, there's horror movies that I didn't even review, but there's, like, I watched so many. The entire Saw franchise, Rob Zombie's movies. Like, these are, like, brutal horror films. So it's nice to get the other side and just sit back and watch some wholesome, just family comedy about Christmas. Like, I'm off, like, mentally, I don't have to think too much. Kind of a fun, you know, warm feeling. You know, I had a good run of movies this week that I really enjoyed. and surprisingly enjoyed, which one of them I'll talk about tomorrow, the Harold and Kumar Christmas. I had never seen before the last film in the Harold and Kumar franchise. Another Neil Patrick Harris movie. I talked about 8-Bit Christmas, which is a new movie that came out, which was a lot of fun. But yeah, the Harold and Kumar surprised me. So I'm excited to talk about that tomorrow. Join Inspired Disorder Plus today. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus to join. Membership includes members-only discounts and deals. You get access to the Ray Taylor Show completely ad-free, as well as bonus episodes. You get access to the complete live painting archive. You also get access to every single podcast ever produced by Inspired Disorder, hosted by Ray Taylor. You get access to Ray Taylor's personal blog, as well as the opportunity to ask me any questions. So if you want to start a podcast, you're into art, ask me anything. And so many more things are being added every day to Inspired Disorder Plus. So sign up today, become a member, head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and become an Inspired Disorder Plus member today. Also been, like, I've been burning candles pretty regularly recently, especially now that it's cooling down. I just like the, and I was doing scented candles at first. Now I just get a plain unscented pillar candle, and it's perfect. You know, I can light my joints off of it. I have a hemp wick, so I can just, you know, bada bing, bada boom, don't need to use my lighter. It's just also like a comforting thing to have like that warm light at the end of the night and then the flicker of the flame. It's just very like kind of comforting and soothing to have a candle lit. Just, you know, light it towards the end of the day, especially since it's getting dark. It's nice to have, I don't know, like just a flame. It's like it's probably a raw, visceral kind of a thing. But yeah, I've been doing candles. I've been thinking about, but because I want to do, obviously, well, I don't want to do, but I'm probably going to do live shows, live pop-up art events next year. And last time I had done this, like 10 years ago in San Diego, when I was doing Ray at Night every month, I had thought about selling candles, making and selling candles. So I don't know if that's something I really want to get into. But I really do enjoy, and also like the candle when it like when the wax kind of drips off to the side and starts to pool up. Like there's like a life to a candle that's kind of interesting. And I'm not talking about the in the jar candles where just like a lot of the scented candles, they're not real candles. I mean, they're candles, but like having the wax drip down the side is so like I really enjoy that. I don't know. I'm geeking out on candles for some reason. Also, what's up, Singapore? Big jump in numbers, specifically in Singapore. So welcome to everybody who's new subscribers to the show. I've never been to Singapore. Would love to go. But welcome. I don't know how you found me, but I'm glad you're here. Yeah, that was kind of an interesting thing to see last week. Just my website breaking records with people from Singapore. Didn't buy anything though, but I don't even know what the shipping would cost. That might cost me a lot of money. I don't know. But yeah, still thank you for subscribing and checking out my stuff on my website, inspireddisorder.com, for anybody that hasn't been there in a while. We've done a lot of changes. But yeah, great run of Christmas movies. Even the movie Black Christmas that I'm reviewing on Saturday blew my mind. Like my preconceived notions of what that movie was going to be were completely wrong. Such a good movie. The original from 1974. I'm not talking about the remake. Obviously, like, and I had seen the remake and I hated it. So that was probably one reason why I had certain opinions going into this, preconceived notions of what this movie was. But I was completely wrong. And also not the same story. It's like they changed so much stuff. I'm curious to see all of the other Black Christmas movies just to see how they changed it. But this first one makes sense that it's on Criterion. That's where I watched it, but I think it's also available on Shudder. But it's amazing. Amazing. So good. But yeah, I just like that one, and both that and the Harold and Kumar, I was not expecting. I was kind of dreading watching them to talk about them, but was completely surprised. Completely surprised. So it was a great. And then F is for Family, the new, I think, and last season has hit Netflix. So I started watching that, but didn't finish it. So there might be a review of that next week. We'll see if I finish it. I almost want to rewatch the previous seasons just to kind of refresh on everything. There's so many shows, it's hard to remember like what the plot lines were and everything. But I love that show, F is for Family. But yeah, that's been my week. I hope everybody's been having a good week, had a good Thanksgiving. Hopefully you are still being safe. Hopefully you got vaccinated. I'm sure you did if you can. Yeah, just hope everybody's doing okay. Till next week. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere our podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. And follow the show on Instagram @Ray Taylor Show. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!